looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.
Cronulla's premiership winning coach Shane Flanagan resigning from his role effective immediately. Now, I don't think that this is a huge surprise. His decision comes barely a month after the league flagged their intention to deregister Shane Flanagan over alleged breaches of the ban that he was issued in relation to the Sharks' performance-enhancing drug saga. Now, it's alleged that Shane Flanagan communicated with the club while he was serving his ban back in 2014, and that was against the conditions of his suspension. Flanagan etched his name into Sharks folklore after leading the club to its first ever NRL premiership back in 2016. Today, however, his relationship with the club has come to an end. Let's go to Daryl Broman, a close friend of Shane Flanagan and also a member of 2GB's continuous call team. Daryl, good afternoon.
Hey, Benny, welcome back.
Happy New Year to you. I know we've spoken off air, but nice to get you on the air. Tell me how Shane Flanagan's feeling this afternoon.
Oh, he'd be devastated. He's been, like, really upset by this for a long time now, well, since it happened a few weeks ago. And actually had him over for a barbecue a couple of weeks ago, and he just wasn't the same person. He was very introverted. He was very quiet. It has had a massive effect on him and his family. Remember, he's got a boy playing there at the moment. He's probably going to be, well, he is in the first grade squad. This has been his life. He's 36 years he's played rugby league. He's been at the Sharks since 2007 in some capacity. And in 2010, he took over as head coach, got them their first premiership. He's done it all for them. So he's got a tremendous record. But at the moment, he's very down about what's going on here. And, he thinks the sentence is a bit harsh, and I must admit, so do I.
The decision comes without a final resolution from the NRL in regards to its investigation. So if I've got it right, Flanagan had until January 31 to respond to the NRL's findings. He is facing complete deregistration from the NRL, but there's still no firm decision about all of this, right?
No, well, this is an indefinite suspension. I don't think he knows what's going to happen here. He will respond, and he will fight to clear his name. Whether he's successful or not, I don't know. Well, that'll be up to someone to make that decision. But he's certainly going to fight this, and he's devastated by it, mate, and so is his family. I mean, let's not forget, this is not only, his heart and soul, it's also dollars and cents coming into this. He's no longer, now doesn't have a job. I don't think he's getting paid by the Sharks, so he's going to have to look for some work, I would think.
Did he do the wrong thing?
He probably did. He claims that the Sharks instigated a lot of these emails. Whether that's right or not, I'm his mate, so I'll stick by him and I'll believe what he tells me. But he was told not to have any contact with the club. It appears he did have contact with the club. But whether that warrants the suspension that he's facing or not, I severely doubt that. I don't think he deserves the suspension he's getting here.
And if he did the wrong thing in regards to emails, and if he no longer has an association with the Cronulla Sharks, he surely should be free to coach somewhere else.
Well, he might be, but that's when his suspension is lifted, I would think. I doubt whether he'll be able to do anything. If they give him 2 years, and that has been muted about, he won't be able to do anything, I wouldn't think, football-wise, for 2 years. So he might have to go back to plumbing, which would be good news for me because I've got a bit of work for him before I join.
I know you'll be joining us on this show during the footy season this year, and also you'll be part of the continuous call team, mate, and we'll talk to you from time to time. So we'll talk to you soon, and thanks so much for coming on.
Yeah, see you, Ben. Great to have you back.
The big man, Daryl Broman, who is a mate of Shane Flanagan and also the big man being a member of the continuous call team and a mad Sharks fan. Another mad Sharks fan is Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister. He'll be calling in at some point this afternoon, so I'll probably also ask the Prime Minister whether he's touched base with Shane Flanagan to to find out how he's doing.
Are you looking for an investment property but unsure where to buy? Hi, I'm Scott Carew, CEO and founder of Freedom Property Investors, Australia's number one property investment advisory with over 7,500 members and clients. Now, in the last 3 months alone, over 500 of my clients have purchased an investment property in a growth location. What many property investors don't know is there is currently a property boom in affordable locations all around the country. To learn more, head to freedompropertyinvestors.com.au. That's freedompropertyinvestors.com.au.